The Ira Kaufman Podcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford, BillCurryFord.com, 1 mile north of Raymond James Stadium on the east side of Dale Mabry Highway. 62 years, a Tampa tradition. That's the family name, Bill Curry Ford. $500 is yours just for ordering a new vehicle with no deposit. Do it at BillCurryFord.com, get concierge assistance, or head right into the dealership, and you can get the Ira Kaufman discount on top of that. Bill Curry Ford.
And I'm throwing this right out there to Leftwich. If he's listening to this, Byron, turn up the volume, because you need to hear this.
Remember the nationwide lifetime warranty on used and new vehicles at Bill Curry Ford, BillCurryFord.com. And remember, Big Storm Beer is the official beer of the Ira Kaufman Podcast, Florida's best craft beer. Alert, everyone, alert. The watch party for the Bucs-Steelers game on Sunday at Big Storm in Clearwater at their gorgeous tap room. We're not doing it. We're going to change the date. Big Storm has a rescheduled event there from the hurricane time, and so we're just going to accommodate them and do it on a different day. However, you can still load up at Big Storm Beer, at Publix, other stores, the tap rooms as well. In Clearwater, just south of Almerton Road, on 49th Street, gorgeous tap room, outdoor covered seating, indoors, and food takeout. Of course, their tap room in Odessa off State Road 54, and in Orlando at the Amway Center and down in Cape Coral. Not sure if they're reopened yet, but you can find out all the information at BigStormBrewery.com, BigStormBrewery.com. Yeah. All right, the sage of Tampa Bay sports is here for another podcast. This is his podcast, the Ira Kaufman Podcast. I'm Steve Isbitz of Joe Bucks Fan. Lee DeKemper of Joe Bucks Fan is always with us. Ira is fired up today. The boys are going to be going mano y mano. I'm stepping aside for this podcast. We appreciate all the listeners at Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Podcast Addict, Google Podcasts, all the great subscribers there, the many thousands. And that's a great way to listen to the podcast because you get a free alert when it posts. Otherwise, you can just look for it at joebucksfan.com and listen there like so many do. Ira is a little jacked up today. And of course, we've got more podcasting this week as well. Remember that alert, no watch party this Sunday at Big Storm Brewery in Clearwater. And Ira will remind you later and we'll remind you later in the week. Do remember, though, that you get that $500 coming to you if you use Florida's Elite Restoration and let them know you heard about it at Joe Bucks Fan or the Ira Kaufman Podcast. Storm damage, flood, mold. Mold is a killer in Florida. They are licensed mold remediation specialists at Florida's Elite Restoration. Don't mess around. Call them 24/7 when you spot a problem, and they're going to respond within a couple hours at most if they don't respond immediately. And they'll come out to your property and give you a free assessment of everything happening. Owner Josh Martin, 14 years as an insurance adjuster. So he knows the gamesmanship, the corruption on the other side to protect homeowners and business owners that have disasters. Don't mess it up. Call Florida's Elite Restoration. Get them to check out your property and let them know if you move forward. Let them know, hey, I heard about this on the Ira Kaufman Podcast. I want my $500 my discount toward my deductible or my cash back, floridaselite restoration.com. All right, here's Ira and Lee in mid-conversation. Go Bucks.
We just finished watching the Bucks survive. That's the way I look at it. Survive with a win against the lowly, rotten, can't-pass-the-ball Falcons. I like to call the Dixie Chicks. The Bucks were absolutely bailed out by a phantom roughing the passer. I know fans say, well, that's a makeup for no pass interference on Scotty Miller. That was not in any way, shape, or form, unless the rules have changed to the point that it's that you can't breathe on a quarterback. That was not roughing the passer. Bucks got the call. They got the kill of the game. I think they've survived. Your thoughts, Iron?
The Bucks had a 21-0 lead after three quarters. Yet after the game, we needed a pool reporter to go into the official's room and get an official statement on a ruling that shaped the final score. That's all Buck fans need to know. If you didn't see this game, it ended 21-15, but that's far from the full story. The Bucks were in complete control, Lee, and with a 3-touchdown lead, entering the fourth quarter against a team with a quarterback who can't throw the ball, and everybody knows it, including his own coach, Arthur Smith, and that's why he doesn't throw the ball very often, the Bucs had to hang on. Now, some Buc fans are not going to be happy with my post-game column because the first 400 words were about the officiating. And I'm sorry. You can't get around it. It was a critical call. When I saw it, I was in utter disbelief.
Yeah.
To me, it was a form tackle, a form sack. I don't know what Arthur Smith could tell Grady Jarrett going forward about how to take a quarterback down if he can't do that. Now, Lee, let's say it up front. There's no guarantee the Falcons would have won that ball game, but Buc Nation would have been on their edge of their seat.
Absolutely.
And they shouldn't have been in that position. And you mentioned Atlanta's offense in the fourth quarter, which came out of a slumber, had done nothing. But Lee, we could also look at the other side, which is once they got up 21-0, they did three straight three and outs. They couldn't make a first down, Lee, and that gives Atlanta hope. The Buc defense, which had been playing their ass off, you know, for 45 minutes, all of a sudden they're on the field all the whole fourth quarter. So, look, a win's a win, and I can just hear, you know, Buc fans saying it, and they're right. And yes, they lead the NFC South because the rest of the division is under 500. How do you like that? I'm going to take away some of the good things they did, Lee. I mean, Brady was sharp again. Brady doesn't look hurt to me. I'm not worried about his shoulder. I'm not worried about his fingers. He looks fine. You know, Godwin's, you know, working his way in. Fournette was outstanding. I think the protection, I know you're not going to agree with this word. I think it's phenomenal. I think the protection is phenomenal. Now, you know, I didn't see Michael Strahan out there for the Atlanta Falcons. I understand that. But they're an NFL team. Brady threw 52 passes Sunday night against the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. He threw 52 passes, and the pocket's clean for the most part. Jarrett's sack, which should have been a sack, would have been Atlanta's only takedown of Brady. So, Lee, they're 3-2. They won a freaking home game. They're on the way to Pittsburgh. And, Lee, please don't even suggest they are going to lose to the lowly Steelers, who look like a really bad team.
They're reeling. Is that the proper word? Reeling?
Oh, it ain't reeling. Oh, it ain't reeling. Never in the game in Buffalo. Now, look, the Bills are the Bills. They can do that to you. I think Josh Allen could have thrown for 600 yards. He could have broke the NFL record if they kept their foot on the pedal. But you don't do that when you're up 38-3. Poor Mike Tomlin. I feel bad for him, Lee, because he's on his way to his first losing season. And missing T.J. Watt, I mean,
you know,
that's a big break for Brady, too. You don't have to worry about T.J. Watt. So let's not get ahead of ourselves. They played three quarters of a very good football game, and then they lost their mojo. And when you lose momentum, Lee, it's tough to get it back.
Yes, you're right. Uncle Mo is Dick Vitale. It's Uncle Mo. Phantom roughing the passer call. I kept looking at the replay, trying to figure out, did he stomp on Brady's hand? Did he knee his head? What did he do? And so I went down to the locker room, and I asked Playoff Lenny. I said, Lenny, what happened? Did he stomp on Brady? Did he say something untoward about Giselle?
Did he drive his head into the ground?
Yeah, what did he do? I thought Playoff Lenny was eloquent in his response. He goes, the game's changed. You know, Playoff Lenny said, you can't slam him. Boger, the referee, Jerome Boger. Boger later told the pool reporter, he thought he slammed them.
Yeah.
And what I thought was kind of amusing, I told Playoff Lenny, I said, you know what that looked like to me? I said, it looked like the NBA, the way they used to protect Michael Jordan. You breathed on him and they blew a whistle. And he started laughing. He goes, yeah, definitely.
Did they write a book called The Jordan Rules?
That was Sam Smith.
We're not going to dwell on it. But before the roughing the passer call, there was a third down incompletion. And they called defensive holding, and I looked at that replay, and that looked a little shaky. It wasn't as bad a call. Lee, I was in total disbelief. I've been watching the mid-60s. It's one of the worst calls I've ever seen.
Wow.
You can't do anything more right than Grady Jarrett did. And by the way, he's playing pretty good football for a veteran.
Yeah.
Jarrett. I think even Brady was stunned. that the flag came out.
Did you like his response?
I'll never admit it. What did he say?
I don't throw the flags.
I don't throw the flags.
Now, did you see Artie Smith's reaction to that call?
Yes, I did.
You know, I give him credit for not completely losing it. He, like, caught himself. Yeah.
You know, Lee, the call was so outrageous, I think, that on the elevator on the way down, I decided to go to the Falcons. So I didn't listen.
So that's why I didn't see
you. Yeah, you didn't see me. So I went to the Falcons, and I waited till Arthur Smith came into that interview room, and I sat in that front row.
With D. Orlando Ledbetter,
and Arthur Blank sitting right behind me.
Did he call you Irv again?
No, but he was seething. He was absolutely seething. And so here's the way I put it to Arthur Smith. Did your team get a fair shake from the officials today? Fair question.
Yeah.
You know what his answer is? This is a man who doesn't want to get fined. I got to coach better. I mean, you know, that's the way Brady answers some of my questions. Mm-hmm. I got to coach better. Answer the damn question.
Yeah.
Did you get a fair shake? So we didn't get anything out of Arthur Smith after the game. And that's the way NFL coaches are.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part. They're thinking about that fine.
Yeah.
And they want to avoid it. Total disbelief in the Falcons dressing room. Now, Lee, let's focus on some of the things the Bucs did well. Fournette was outstanding. You know, for a guy, Lee, when he first came here, he had trouble catching the ball.
A little bit.
We didn't know if this guy, you know, even though I think he caught 76 balls in Jacksonville, we were saying, where's that Fournette? We don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he's back to the old Fournette. Very dependable. Brady trusts him, you know, intimately. Here's something that has to be fixed. It just has to be. They're not running the ball well, Lee.
No.
Not running it. Now, I didn't say enough. I said well enough.
Yeah.
And if they don't run it well enough, they're not going to run it often enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough to, you know, come down on Leftwich when they don't seem to be running the ball well except for the opener against Dallas.
Well, I could hit you with Leftwich and the run game. The drive the Bucs had, which was extended because of that phantom roughing the passer call, less than 4 minutes to go, they're starting to run the ball. They're getting 4 or 5 yards a crack. Leftwich, for whatever reason, starts launching the ball. Your thoughts?
Look, we both like Leftwich, but you know what? I want more than 21 points against the Atlanta Falcons on a day that the Falcon offense had done nothing for three quarters.
When you got Tom Brady, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin, and a starting to emerge Kate Otten, yes, I don't think that's unreasonable.
And you're going to lead me into a pet peeve, Lee. Now, you say, well, they won the game, so this is irrelevant.
And it's not irrelevant, but yeah, they won the game.
That's the point I'm going to make.
Yeah.
And I'm throwing this right out there to Leftwich. If he's listening to this, Byron, turn up the volume because you need to hear this. The next time you got 4th and inches, and I don't care what part of the field you are, if you're going for it and not punting and not kicking a field goal, you tell Brady to sneak that 2-inch thing and extend the drive and move the chains and stop giving the ball to a back on 4th and inches when you've got one of the great quarterback sneakers of all time,
mm-hmm.
in Brady. He's not athletic. He's not this. He's not that. But you can't stop him on a quarterback sneak. For 22 years, you can't stop him, and now you don't want to use him? Does Brady not want to do it, Lee? Is Brady telling Leftwich, my shoulder's bothering me?
Maybe. That's plausible. But that's the only thing that makes sense. Of course, Brady will never say that. Leftwich certainly won't say that. But you threw a stat at me earlier today about this subject. Didn't you say Brady's like 99 of 103?
Well, I'm not sure of the number, but it's a phenomenal percentage.
Yeah.
It's in the 90s. You know, if I got a guy that's in the 90s, I'm using him. Please.
Yeah.
I'm using him. I mean, what are the chances he's going to get hurt on a quarterback sneak? I mean,
it's rare.
You know, you're falling down, you know, after one step. So that's a pet peeve of mine. That cost them some points because it was at the Atlanta 50.
Yes, yes.
You know, it was early in the game. I understand that.
Yeah, that last drive of theirs, I just did not understand when you finally started running the ball and you start launching the ball because you can kill the clock with the run game. If I recall correctly, the Falcons had one timeout, maybe no timeouts, and you're putting the ball in here. What are you doing? You're like almost like you're begging to hand the ball over to Atlanta.
You know, I would like to focus on the first 45 minutes when the Bucs were dominant. And 21-0's a nice lead. I understand that. Maybe you and I thought it should have been 31-0 maybe at that time. But they were in cruise control. Right?
Yeah.
They were in total command. No reason in the world to think this was going to be, you know, one of these games that comes down to the last 4 minutes and you're on the seat of your you know, edge of your seat. So where's the killer instinct, Lee? That's probably the next question. That's the killer instinct.
That's a good point. And I'll tell you a bit this about Lenny. And I think this demonstrates what a professional he is, what a good teammate he is. Like I said, I was talking to Lenny after the game. And I asked him, first off, did you guys see something on tape where you thought, okay, you're going to be a target. You're going to be a target this week. He said, absolutely, they saw something on tape.
I think Mike Evans also said it on the
coach. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Lenny said that Brady and Leftwich went up to him and they said, we could see the linebackers, this is how they react in a play action.
Deep drop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going deep drop and that's going to give you plenty of room. We're going to feed you the ball. He's like, okay. But he also told me something else. He was talking about how he's turning to such a good receiving back. And he said when he knew Brady came back, while everybody was all focused on him turning into Ralphie May, he decided that he was going to work his tail end off at catching the ball. And that was a big focus of his. As soon as he learned Brady was returning, that was a major focus of his in the offseason.
I think for a couple of years now, Lee, he's one of the best pass-catching backs in this league.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that Austin Eckler's great on the Chargers. Probably a better catcher than a runner, but he's good at both.
Mm-hmm.
Fournette's good at both. And I was looking at this. The last two postseasons, including the championship year, he's caught like 23 out of 27 targets.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good. So Fournette's not part of the problem. Maybe he was a little hobbled for a week or two. He certainly didn't look that way.
He can certainly run a little bit better. And I don't know how much of that's the offensive line. I don't know if that's him.
Well, you could look at it like this. They're close. They're close to being a complete team. They're close.
They're not far away. You're right.
But they left a bad taste today. A little bit of a bad taste.
Yeah.
Why is that game in doubt, you know, with 5 minutes left? Why? The Atlanta Falcons. Now, give the Falcons credit, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Scrappy. They've played five games. They've been in every game. Now, I didn't think I was going to say it when it was 21-0. You'd say they're not in the game. They end up being in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They could have beat New Orleans in week one. They could have came in here 3-1. So Arthur Smith's doing a nice job with what he has. But still, from a Buck perspective, you got to step on their throat. And Bowles has said that, right? That's his philosophy. I want to step on your neck. They didn't do it.
Their good example of that was the end of the first half. You can understand they kneeled on the ball. But Bowles, throw it. And they got in a field goal range. They got 3 points. That turned out to be fairly big.
And then they look good coming out of the half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with a nice drive. So they're close. Let's not fool ourselves. Let's be honest, as we always are, Lee. The Steelers aren't very good.
No.
And they won't.
Should I get Bucks fans irritated? Should I make them reach for Melanta?
Why change now?
Okay. The same draft where the Bucks could have had Dalvin Cook and instead they took O.J. Howard, they also could have had T.J. Watt.
Oh. Can you imagine T.J. Watt with Shaq Barrett?
Oh. Now, speaking of Shaq, it seemed like Atlanta overcompensated for Shaq. They paid him
a lot of attention.
They pretty much shut him down. He did have one quarterback hit. That was it. They forgot about the rest of the defensive line. Joe Tryon, I think, had the best half at first half. Best half he's ever had since the Bucs drafted him. Logan Hall was sharp. The Senat from Fort Myers or Naples. He's from Southwest Florida. He came up with a sack.
Winfield was very solid. Very solid.
Oh, yes.
As always.
Yeah. Thank you. I was going to say, as he always is.
Hey, by the way, I ran into Carlton Davis in the locker room. I asked him if he was okay. They announced he had a hip problem.
Yeah.
He said he's fine.
That's a big relief. And there's another one about Atlanta. You know, number one, why were they running the ball in the fourth quarter? You know, anybody else could be passing. I think that shows what they think of Mariota. And number two, Zion McCollum's out there because Sean Murphy Bunting was hurt. Carlton Davis was hurt. They never tested him. He's a rookie. It was his first game. First game he was active. He's out there. They didn't test him. I was like, holy cow. I talked to him about that. Even he was surprised.
If I'm going to take a shot at the Buck defense, which was outstanding for three quarters, Lee, overall, you got to watch Mariota running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he hurt them.
A couple times,
hurt them. Yeah, he had 61 yards on the ground, two long gains, one of them on third down. You know, what do I know about defense? You know, Todd Bowles forgot his first week in the league, what I've gained in 40 years. But I didn't think it would be a bad idea for Devin White to spy on Mariota.
No, because he's so athletic.
I'm not worried about Mariota throwing the ball. No. I'm just not.
No.
Put the ball in Mariota's hands. Let him beat you. And with a 21-0 lead, you would think that's going to be the case. Somehow they crawled back into contention.
Crawled is a great verb. They crawled back into the game. What did you think of Mike Evans? Is that just Mike Evans we're used to?
We are spoiled. I made a point about that 25-yard catch when it looked like he might be hurt. What a throw and what a catch. That's classic, no doubt, Hall of Famer throwing the ball to a guy who we think has a pretty good chance to get a gold jacket.
I think it demonstrates the faith that Brady has in Evans. That if he gets the ball near Evans, Evans will find a way to bring it in.
That's a good point. He's got a tremendous catch radius,
yes,
they call it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember last year, almost the same spot where he made this catch? I believe it was against Buffalo, where Brady was falling down. He's about ready to be sacked. And it looked like he was just throwing the ball away, and Evans somehow came down with it. And Brady said he lofted the ball, he lollipopped it, to an area he knew if Mike Evans couldn't get it, nobody could get it. And he said he was laying down. He was on the ground. He didn't see the play. But when he heard the crowd roar, he said to himself, Mike got it.
You know what an asset it is to have a guy like that, Lee? Mm-hmm. When you're in trouble, you can take your chances. Fantastic. We need to appreciate Evans while we have.
Sure. Chris Godwin is starting to roll into form.
He is. He's starting to roll.
Your thoughts on Kate Otten showing up?
I think he goes up a notch in the Brady meter in terms of faith and respect and confidence. That's a good sign for the days ahead. Long season. 12 games left.
Oh, I've been saying this since training camp. It's just a matter of time before Kate Otten starts. I wouldn't be surprised if it's in Pittsburgh. You know, who knows about Cam Brate? I think we know that Kyle Rudolph, the only reason he's on the roster is the emergency. I really believe that.
You know, I do my 10, takeaways, and you do your 5 takeaways. And Lee, one of my 10, and I'll throw it out there right now. And it was a short one. It was one sentence. I said, here's a legitimate question, : what the heck's going on with Julio Jones?
Same thing as
How could he be basically ready to play 2 weeks ago, and he doesn't play, and last week he does play? Today he doesn't play. What's going on, Lee?
It sounds like there's a major miscalculation.
I think they need to come clean with what his injury is.
You know, I'm not so much worried about that. I think it's typical Julio. You know, he just can't stay healthy. But what I think was the miscalculation, and the more Julio stays out, the more major it is. Bolt said this on more than a couple occasions. He was convinced that if they limited his snaps in practice, it would keep him healthy, or at least healthier.
I got no problem with that. Go ahead.
They've done that.
But I want him on Sunday.
And that's not working yet. They're limiting his snaps in practice, but the result is not what they expected. The result is same Julio. He's hurt.
It wouldn't be that much of an issue, Lee, if Gage was consistent.
Right now, Gage, and I like the guy a lot. He's a great guy. He's a disappointment. I'm not saying he's not that guy. He's not Freddie Martino, you know, from the infamous Vero Beach Ramada Inn or wherever the hell.
Who was that guy from the Big 8 that was, a preseason sensation and turned out the guy was no good?
Kenny Bell.
Yeah, Kenny Bell.
And I like how you said Big 8.
Yeah, so he's not Kenny Bell.
He's not Kenny Bell. No, but he's been a disappointment for $30 million over 3 years.
I thought he'd be a nice third receiver.
Yeah, and I thought he'd be more than a possession receiver. Here's one for you. Here's a fact for you, Ira. I don't know about today's game, but leading into today's game, there's been something like 52 receivers that have run 100 routes minimum. 100 routes.
This season.
Of those 52, only 3 have yet to run a deep route. One of those three is Russell Gage.
Where are you coming up with these nuggets over here?
Twitter, Next Gen Stats, and stuff like
that. Very nice. By the way, I want to repeat again, Brady looks sharp. Spreading the ball around nicely.
Yeah, that he did well. I thought he had some really ugly passes. Like, he threw one in the dirt that he didn't try to throw in the dirt. And I think,
hurt. Sacks, no picks.
Brady, 351. That's typical Brady. 351. How many touchdowns? One touchdown, but no picks. That's the Brady we know and love. And that's basically identical numbers as last week against the Chiefs.
I don't know what happened with those 3 straight 3 and outs, Lee. I mean, that can't happen.
When you got to put your foot on the ground, that's not the time to do that. Yeah, there's something about this team right now, and there's, as you always say, there's a long season. This is looking like a one-and-done playoff team. This is looking like a one-and-done playoff
team. It's looking like a division winner.
Yes, almost by default.
But Buck fans want more. They demand more, and they should.
I absolutely agree. You know, like I said, this team, for whatever reason, doesn't seem to be clicking. Sometimes it does, but it's not consistent. At what point do we reach the end of the line for saying it's still early? When does that run out?
We got to be careful because, as somebody mentioned to you and I, they were 7-5 in 2020, and we were probably saying the same things. You know, they're not consistent. They might be a one and done. Next thing you know, they didn't lose another game.
Chiefs, when
they won their last eight games.
Yeah.
Could that happen? That team is better than this team right now.
Personnel-wise.
They had Gronkowski. That's a big difference.
Had Gronkowski, had Ali Marpet, had Jensen. And by the way, I saw Jensen today.
Had Antonio Brown.
There's a couple guys that comment on JoeBucksFan.com, and they say, oh, Russell Gage is better than Antonio Brown. And I'm like, yeah, calm down.
No. When Brown played, he was effective.
Yes. Yes.
Now, he didn't always play. But when he played, he was effective. And he had big play potential that Gage hasn't shown, which you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Where's the big play for Gage? So do we want to look at the first 45 minutes or do we want to look at the last 15 minutes? You can build on the first 45 minutes.
Sure.
They were blowing out the Falcons, who had been in every one of their first four games.
Mm-hmm.
That's an accomplishment. Then they took their foot off the gas. And, Lee, that shouldn't happen.
That shouldn't happen, no. And you're almost scared, like, well, you know.
It could happen next week.
It could happen next week to the Steelers, yep.
Good news, Lee, 3-2. They're going to win this division. If they don't, there's going to be an investigation.
Or Brady doesn't get hurt.
Gives them a home game in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's an advantage.
And who knows? Look at Tennessee a couple years ago. Wasn't Cincinnati an underdog in every playoff game?
Yeah.
And they should have won the Super Bowl.
And then they got Carolina after Pittsburgh, Lee. Maybe they can tread water, Lee. You know, maybe they can be 5-2 after 7 weeks without really playing their best football.
Yeah.
And then up their game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's what Buck Nation is hoping happens.
Okay.
You know, and while they're trying to figure this thing out, they're 5-2. That's not a terrible thing.
No, that's not at all.
Here's my way to sum it up, Lee. From the home team perspective, a little bit of relief. A little bit of relief. Well, a couple of flags. This thing might have turned, especially that last one. From the visitor perspective, and I know this for myself because I was down there, seething hatred.
Ooh.
Seething hatred.
Which might come back to bite him.
The game was taken away from us. We had to fight 12 men today, not just the Bucks. That's the Atlanta perspective. Lee, it's football. Sometimes the breaks go your way, sometimes they don't. I'll say it again. I don't care how many times you're going to replay it. That's an atrocious call. Doesn't mean the Bucs were going to lose that game. They played very well for 45 minutes. In the words of Todd Bowles, 60-minute game, fellas. Remember, 60-minute game.
Our thanks to Bill Curry Ford, presenting sponsor of the Ira Kaufman Podcast and all of Ira's work at JoeBucksFan.com. Start shopping today at BillCurryFord.com. And thanks to Florida's Best Craft Beer. That's Big Storm Beer, Florida's Best Craft Beer. And our friends at Florida's Elite Restoration, Florida'sElitereStoration.com. That's where you go anytime you have a disaster in your home or your business, fire, flood, mold, Florida'sElitereStoration.com. All right, we'll be back later in the week with one or two podcasts. We're talking about that right now, and should be a lot happening. And as Iris said, 5-2 as the team improves and can take those steps toward building the championship look and cohesion that we're looking for, wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to be 5-2 and moving in the right direction in first place and probably second seed in the NFC. All right. Talk to you soon. Go Bucks.